This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
206 DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday. I think it's supposed to be a pretty nice weekend this weekend. It's supposed to be a great week next week. And the time changes on Sunday, so the sunset's going to be at 7:02 on Sunday, which seems made up.
That's
just doesn't seem real.
Exciting.
Pretty nice. Fast food news?
Yes. Burger King is bringing back jalapeno cheddar bites. Back by popular demand, they're coming back. They feature spicy jalapeno pieces and melty cheddar cheese encased in crispy golden breading. But unlike last time, ranch dipping sauce is not included, but you can add it to your order for just 30 cents. How do you guys feel about that with the dipping sauces costing extra these days?
I'm okay. I would much rather pay for it and get it than not get it. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Yeah. Like McDonald's, Taco Bell, places like that where you have to kind of depend on the goodness of their heart. That sucks because you have to have Taco Bell sauce to eat Taco Bell. You just do. Can't eat it dry. And so, I don't mind paying 50 cents for sauces.
How do each of you feel about a jalapeno cheddar bite in general?
Never
I
had
love
one.
Them. You've never had a, like, not from BK, but just from anywhere.
Oh,
like
I bet.
Jalapeno popper.
Honestly, I bet I've had three.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not a huge choice.
Yeah.
Interesting. I've had like a million of them. I love them.
Yeah. They're pretty tasty.
Chipotle is launching new Chipotle Honey Chicken, featuring hot, freshly grilled chicken seasoned with bold, savory Mexican spices and a marinade of seared, smoked chipotle peppers and a dash of pure honey.
It's what Hallie Jackson had the other night on NBC Nightly News, and it pissed me off.
Oh, okay. That's what you were talking about the other day.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't think that was NBC Nightly News worthy.
No, it's not. But, you know, hey, they're advertising dollars.
It's more like Razor's Edge worthy, you know?
Yeah.
What if they heard fast food news and they were like, we got to get this on the CBS Nightly News?
I mean, probably. That's probably what happened. Our friends at Hardee's have introduced hand-breaded chicken tenders with Duke's Carolina Gold barbecue sauce and new strawberry lemon biscuits. Oh, buddy. These sound good. So let me tell you about the tenders first. They can be paired with Carolina Gold barbecue sauce, adding a touch of sweetness and mild heat to every bite. Wonderful. Who doesn't want that? But the strawberry lemon biscuit is baked in-house, comes in at 330 calories, but it's a warm, fluffy biscuit infused with strawberry and lemon flavors and topped with a drizzle of sweet icing. And it's available all day.
330 is not too bad.
No, not for a nice, delicious biscuit.
Not for a tasty biscuit.
If you're gonna clock 330 calories, you might as well have a
say that's
nice biscuit.
That's worth it.
Yeah.
Good point.
Also, last night I had a date with Mr. Silver.
Sure.
Oh, we had that the other night.
Did you?
Yeah.
And I've decided that Captain D's is far superior.
Really?
Yeah.
I've always found them to be similar. What part do you like better?
All of it. Every single thing about
it. Like fries better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of fries? I haven't been to Captain D's in a while. Like, are they regular fries?
Yeah, like natural cut.
Because the ones we just had were waffle ones. right? At Long John Silver's?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Honestly, don't know if I've ever had Long John Silver's before.
Yeah.
We are a Cap'n D's family.
Yeah.
And as an adult, I just haven't felt the drive to, you know, hit up that drive-thru.
Yeah, we were a Long John family because my dad always rang that stupid-ass bell.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I dreaded that.
I think they have that at Cap'n D's, too, right? They have the bell.
For
they
what?
Have that for like the Clean Plate Club.
I think
or
it's just like a thank you.
Oh, one of those say ring the bell if you had a good dinner or something like that.
All right. Yeah.
Wendy's has a crispy panko fish sandwich, making a comeback for seafood season. This is the time that everyone wants their fish. It's Lenten season. The crispy panko fish sandwich features a wild caught Alaskan fillet coated in panko breading, fried until crispy, and topped with a slice of melty American cheese, lettuce, pickles, and creamy dill tartar sauce on a toasted premium bun. Wendy's.
Yeah, those have been pretty good in the past. The good, I always like the Arby's fish sandwich when they bring them around.
I only have one problem. Stop it. Stop talking to me about wild caught Alaskan. You have the cheapest fish that came in a giant ship.
And you just shredded it.
Full of stinky fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just let's not do this to each other, okay?
I think that's fair.
I will
Mississippi
say
Mississippi River caught salmon.
The best fish sandwiches are the ones that are a piece of fish.
Yeah.
And not the shredded up stuff that's formed together and only held together by the breading.
Yeah. Although, I will admit, I don't mind fake crab.
Oh,
dude, I love artificial crab. Yeah. I love
surimi.
It.
Yeah, that's the
Put
good
it
stuff.
In some Neptune salad.
No.
Yeah.
That you. Is the good stuff.
Can't do it.
Put in some pasta.
Oh.
Sure.
Mm.
Nice crab dip.
Mm-hmm.
We're cooking.
Or you could just go get some pollock, because that's what it's made of.
Sure.
Yeah, fine. I'll eat
that.
That delicious.
We are all from Illinois.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not going to scare us with pollock.
Put that on a club cracker and I'm happy.
Ew, pollock.
No, it's fine. I'm just saying it's cheaper to just buy the pollock.
We got pollock on birthdays.
Yeah. Pollock's good. All fish is good.
I went to Schnucks and got like 4 pounds of imitation crab for $20. I don't think it's cheaper to get pollock.
Domino's is debuting a new Parmesan stuffed crust pizza. They finally went there, and they went stuffed crust.
Mm.
I'm personally pretty excited to try this one. Haven't tried it yet, but it's on the docket.
Domino's is probably my most unfamiliar.
Of all the pizza places?
Of all the cheapies. Like Papa John's, I could have a PhD in.
Yep.
Little Caesars, my favorite cheapy pizza. But Domino's is just kind of dark to me.
It's fine. I mean, they're all in the same range.
Pizza.
Right. They're all in the same range. They're fine.
I think they're really struggling financially right now, and that's why they've come out with this stuffed crust to try to compete a little bit more.
I quite like Domino's. They're kind of my go-to cheapy.
Okay.
Them and Little Caesars. I think they're good. They have not deep dish, but like the pan crust that they have, I would put up against any other of the chain pizza places. They're good.
Checkers and Rally's is adding a $3.49 Philly cheesesteak burger and bacon Philly, loaded fries. So the Philly cheesesteak burger features a 100% beef patty topped with sliced Philly steak, melted Swiss cheese, grilled onions, and mayo on a light toasted bakery style bun.
Man, COVID took so much from me. Like just listening to you give that description, my mouth is watering from salt.
Oh, salty. I get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also want to throw in an add on there, Dave. The request you made of the description of fish. I want restaurants to stop saying 100% all beef. It better be. It's a hamburger.
Yeah. What else
That's
is
what
in
it's supposed
there?
To be, man.
Right.
That is an excellent point.
What else you putting in there? Don't tell me about no filling.
Here's my final fast food news story. Chick-fil-A is bringing back the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich. This looks really good. I've never had it before, but it's a chicken sandwich topped with Colby Jack cheese, green leaf lettuce, and a smoky barbecue sauce.
Ooh.
Served on a toasted buttery sweet yeast
bun. All
right,
that sounds pretty awesome.
They also have some new beverages like the Sweet Escape Pineapple Dragon Fruit beverages, such as Pineapple Dragon Fruit Frosted Lemonade and the Pineapple Dragon Fruit Sunjoy, which is, of course, their lemonade and freshly brewed sweetened iced.
Where are you guys at dragon fruit? Because I'm out.
I'm kind of out on
dragon fruit. Dragon fruit ruins everything for me.
I'm not
I'm not a huge fan.
I'm sure I've had it.
I think it's fun.
When you say dragon fruit, I picture a kiwi.
It's not. They're in the same family of fruits.
I picture a dragon.
Did
an actual dragon.
Completely different topic. Do you guys have a role model? Did you have a role model?
Like one you chose?
Anyway. Could be family, someone else.
Absolutely did with my dad. Like 100%.
I mean, I've said before, between my dad and you, that's kind of where I learned how to treat people.
Oh.
I picked up a lot of, because, you know, I started this show when I was
baby.
Almost still a teenager. And I learned a lot about, like, how to treat other people from how you treat people, because I think you treat people very well. Just like, you know, general people, like guests that come in, and just people you kind of meet, people who, you know, work in the service industry, that sort of thing. I learned a lot just from how you treat people and thinking like, yeah, I'd kind of like to treat people like that too.
That's very nice of you.
Yeah. Leave big tips and, you know, be very nice and, appreciative, that
Rich.
Sort of thing.
Yeah, growing up, honestly, I can't think of anyone where I was like, that's my role model. Like, not to say I didn't have great people in my life, mm-hmm. but there's no one that pops into my mind as far as like, I'm modeling myself after you. Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's an interesting thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was the same way. I saw this question posed last night. And same way, you know, my parents, obviously they have an effect, and friends, parents, and you know, mentors, if you had those professionally. But there's no one person I could really pick out either.
Yeah, I mean, outside of my dad, there's not one. There's a lot. I mean, my high school catching coach changed my world. If I hadn't run into John Judge, who was awesome and, you know, beat the heck out of us, but was, like, super smart and encouraging and, you know, giving you, like, life tips and stuff like that. If not for that, I don't get to do the things I got to do.
Yeah.
And then the same thing in college. If I didn't have the various people that impacted you, an advisor that worked at CNN back in the day and giving you help. Like, it's always best when you have like a bunch.
Yeah.
And they come in almost accidentally sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I really pinned down with my dad. He is an excellent caregiver. And I like to think of myself as that as well. So I think I tried to model the way that I caregive the way that he did, because, you know, he took care of my mom, had a lot of illnesses, he took care of her very much through all that. He was always very good at taking care of me and my wife and our problems, and my grandma that we lived with for a long time. Mm-hmm. He was like 99% the one who took care of her with everything, and it's a pretty thankless job, but he was so good at it.
It's
and
a nice
he,
thing to be.
Yeah, he yeah. is so good at it still.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, quick break, right back, DJ.
Not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the seems so hopeless.
223 DGS on KMOX.
I ain't really sure, but it seems I remember the good time.
Maybe we'll all be healthy by the time we come back on Monday.
Here's hoping.
You should be the healthiest. You're taking every medication they have.
Yeah, I'm throwing the book at it.
You're going to be glowing.
You can tell you feel a lot better today.
Yeah. You know what? Even if it's just a placebo at the moment, because I just took the stuff like, you know, 3 hours ago or whatever. But it's optimism is what I'm feeling.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've had a lot of reason to not be optimistic lately.
Mm-hmm.
It's National Cereal Day.
All right.
What's your one box? That's it. You only get one.
I guess I'd have to go Cap'n Crunch if it's like the last cereal I'll ever eat.
That's it.
Yeah.
The rest of your life.
Cap'n Crunch peanut butter.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Solid.
Yeah, gotta have them. They're the best cereal ever made.
I also really like Honey Bunches of Oats and all of the Special Ks, but
you know. Could co-sign that.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about Fruit Loops?
Never had it.
They're fine.
I do love Fruit Loops.
I like them dry more than I like them with milk.
Same.
It's National Middle Name Pride Day.
Oh.
Mm.
David Allen. David.
David.
David. David.
Now we got to get Bigfoot saying Allen.
Lover.
What's yours, Kev?
John.
Boring.
Hey, it's after my Uncle John, all right?
Way to go.
Uncle John had a boring name.
I did say it's Middle Name Pride Day.
Yeah, no doubt. Not a middle name. True. Thanks, Shamey.
That's true.
Rach?
My middle name is Sue.
Sue.
Rachel Sue.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Very cute. I knew that, but it reminded me.
We all got that when we were in trouble, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If that middle name came out, you're like, ah, dang it.
Yeah. I wonder if that's still a thing.
I think so.
I didn't do that. I don't think I did that with my kid. I don't remember ever once doing
no,
that.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
No, that
wasn't
if
it was a generational thing.
Yeah.
Because I can't think of one time I ever did that with my kid.
Yeah.
Amy on the chat says Cookie Crisp is her all-timer cereal.
Oh, I was hoping that was her middle name.
Amy Cookie Crisp Youngman.
It is now.
Yeah, that's a good
Amy
cereal,
Cookie
too.
Crisp Youngman. apes regularly have makeup sex to resolve disagreements. Huh? And they are thinking about putting feathers on airplanes.
I'm sorry, are those
feathers?
Two things related
yeah, those...
in
nope.
any way?
Nope.
Okay.
Not unless you can relate them.
Same issue?
Nope.
Feathers?
Yeah, they said that they are looking at adding some sort of plastic or metallic, quote-unquote, feathers to airplanes. The free-moving flaps would act like feathers that could help stabilize the wings and have less turbulence.
Oh, on the outside. I thought you were talking about inside the plane. I was thinking the big feathers like fans in the ones you...
All right, that's pretty dumb for you.
I know.
You're really... not usually that obtuse.
That was really dumb.
Kevin's like, these down seats are delightful.
I'm like, what? I was like, what's the upside to feathers in the plane? I guess on the plane makes more sense. It'd be like a duck.
Yeah.
Lauren says she's 40 and I throw out my kids' middle names when I yell.
Okay. So you're maybe not. That's definitely not a generational thing then, because that's way younger than
it's
us.
The only way to do it.
I yelled so little.
Yeah.
I really did. I really, really did. I lucked out in that way. Now, I had a thumb on the scale not to, because I got yelled at a lot, and I didn't want to do that. One time that Phoebe still talks about, we had this winter storm. She was probably 8, and she and her friend Hillary were climbing these evergreens we have, and I thought that they were going to tear them down, and I really yelled, and they just came like flying down like two little elves and crying and stuff, and she still talks about that.
Yeah, there weren't many times I had to, and I'm on the yelly side, and I never had to because my kid was pretty chill.
Yeah.
But there were the couple of times where it happened, and it stood out. But maybe that's what made it work better.
Yeah, for sure. Welcome back, guys.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DG, Asim, KMOX, happy Friday, 2:32. So Fridays are always a little bit weird, and today is kind of an especially weird Friday. I'm a little weird, so I think, personally, although it's my show, but I think one of the beauties of this show is that it is so very real, and the fact that it's real means some days are weird. It's an experience.
Sure.
It's not tuning into Seinfeld.
No, it doesn't. You don't have a studio audience.
No,
it's not edited.
No, real people going through real things.
Yep, in real time.
In real time.
Yep,
absolutely.
Yeah,
put that on a t-shirt,
dude. Let's go. Put it on a t-shirt and a beanie and everything.
So I wanted to run this by you guys. We don't talk about this kind of thing very much, but so Donald Trump is doing all the tariffs, and then he's taking them back, and then he's putting them in, then he's taking them back, and it's wreaking havoc with the stock market.
Yep.
Now, the stock market is about all I have, you know, with 401k and things like that. So as goes the stock market, goes Dave, you know, some diversification. But like most of you, that's kind of where I live. And then Donald Trump said today, in a very Donald Trump kind of way, he said, quote, I'm not even looking at the stock market. I don't care. It whatever happens there will be short term, and I'm looking at putting a bunch of money into the federal coffers. Personally, I don't care. The federal coffers mean nothing to me because it's all made up. $35 trillion in debt, and you know, we'll put this much in the federal coffers. Do you guys feel similarly? Like, I am connected to my accounts. I'm connected to what the Glover family has. I expect you guys to be worried about the Zimmermans and the Wheelers and the Stoles. That's where we all, that's our first line that we care about. And I care about you guys. And I care about my extended family. I don't have enough in me to care about the federal national coffers because I figure they're going to cheat and they're going to finagle and they're going to spin it whatever way they want to spin it anyway. Am I making any sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so when the president says, I'm not even looking at this metric, that's the only thing I'm looking at, and mostly what my fellow Americans are looking at, I think he's missing the boat.
Well, remember the conversation we had yesterday about that Keanu Reeves quote? It's easy to say I'm not going to look at the stock market when you measure your worth in hundreds of millions or billions. You're good either way. Even if you lose a lot of money, you're good. You're covered. It doesn't matter. I don't want to hear that from anybody up there because there are people, not me, thankfully, because I'm not there. There are people that want to retire this year. And if their retirement account takes too big a hit, even for 3 or 4 months, they might not be able to.
Mm-hmm.
That's not cool. That's not okay. There are people that live with margins that don't include the shield that wealthy people have. Wealthy people will be like, well, I lose more. Yeah, but you can. You can. And it won't change your life. It won't change whether or not you can retire at the end of the year. If you've been working for that for the last 40 years of your life and you had it all planned out and now your portfolio takes a big punch in the face, we're all supposed to eat the crap sandwich while these guys try to fix it. I want them to eat the crap sandwich with us. I want them to eat it with us. You're going to make those decisions? You should be feeling the pain too. Elon should feel every bit the pain of every decision he makes at Doge that we have to feel.
Mm.
But they don't. It's hollow. It's nonsense. They're always telling it'll be fine down the road. Yeah, you know what? It probably will be because over time the thing does stabilize and over time it's consistently grown my entire life. It's, you know, if you look at where I am, where it is now compared to where it was when I was 20,
It's way bigger. The number's way bigger. The stock market's higher. And I'm sure that will eventually level off. But that doesn't mean that other people aren't going to take a punch in the face for it right now. Some person might have to work a job they don't want to be working in for six more months because people want to advance some agenda without being careful about it. Or without having it in place first and not bringing something up and then taking it back and then bringing something up and taking it back and bringing it up and taking it back. Because that uncertainty is what's hurting the market now. And that's not based on my read. That's what I'm reading from really smart market analysts who've been doing that their entire lives. The uncertainty is what's causing all of this. Because people don't know. And then today there's a new story about there may be 250% tariffs on dairy with Canada. Well, what's that going to do to the dairy market, that uncertainty about whether or not that's going to happen? And again, I just want the people at the top of the food chain to put themselves in the same boat with the rest of us. If we're at risk, if we should suffer pain, you need to do it with us.
Rach?
Back to your question of do I care about... I mean, I do care about the national debt to an extent. I have a lot more time to be working and living in this country, and I don't want to see... I mean, the debt is unsustainable as it is now. I can't see it like continuing to grow and grow. I'm not saying what Trump is doing is the right thing to do, because I really don't know what the right thing to do is. But when your question is, do you care about the national debt or do you just care about the stock market? I care about both. I would like to see both doing well.
But I don't have any trust. I have negative trust that anything that the government does is going to positively affect the national debt. So if tariffs do bring money into the national coffers, and I am just standing here naked in front of you and saying, here's how jaded I've become.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't have any trust whatsoever.
I guess
that translates into better for Dave.
And I think that's totally fair. I think that's totally... I'm not over here saying, like, you're wrong, Dave. I'm just saying, like, I just haven't reached that point of being that jaded yet. I still have hope that something can be done.
Well, here's the thing. I don't blame the government, because I think individuals within the government use that term to shield themselves. Politicians are the ones doing things. Individual human beings with names are the ones doing this thing. It's not this amorphous government that guys like to refer to as that's the problem. No, it's not. The government is mostly a structure manned by regular people following instructions and laws written by people with big names in big offices. We should be angry at those individual human beings running things. And not just, this is the thing that people get on me with. This is what pisses me off and be like, it's the media. No, that's an idiotic thing to say. The media is not one thing. This show is not the same as what they're doing down the hall at 97.1. It's just they're different things. The mainstream television networks are not the media. They are the broadcast television networks. And we should be putting blame specifically where it's assigned. It's like the way we do this would be like blaming baseball players when a few Cardinals hitters aren't hitting well. Ah, damn, baseball players are ruining everything. No, it's like four guys. It's four guys that aren't hitting that are doing it. It's not baseball players that are doing it, but we do these wild things where we, and again, I think the people that are in those positions are the ones that push that message, because then it's not them. It's never their fault. It's never the individual name. It's never the senator's name or the congressperson's name or the president's name. It's always this other thing. And we can demonize that other thing and make everybody else mad about that other thing, when in reality, it's these individual human beings that are the ones either doing things that help us or don't. And they don't care to help us because there's nothing in it for them if they help us. What's in it for a senator if their focus is us and not their donors? What do they get out of that? We have set up a system and allowed a system to take hold that incentivizes people in power to not act in our best interest. Mm. How do you stay in power? How do you keep your position? You keep people with money happy, so they keep giving you money. And that's how you build up your war chest for your elections every year. Why do you think incumbents win so often? Because when you look at reviews of Congress, nobody trusts Congress. Nobody thinks they're doing a good job. But yet they all get reelected. You get reelected at a 95% clip.
I have another hot take. Got room in your head for another one?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to, like, wokeness, it's, I was thinking the other night about how, and I'm, here's my theory, you guys shoot holes in it, that what it really comes down to is that people care about what affects them directly.
Yeah.
And so most of the nation, to my knowledge, is still white, Christian, cisgendered people. And so what happens to LGBT people doesn't affect them directly. What happens to black people, Hispanic people, undocumented people doesn't affect them directly. And so if they can help, if they can root for them, great. But if it gets into their yard and their kid doesn't get a seat in a college class because someone from some protected group did, it now affects them directly and negatively.
Mm-hmm.
And so it seems to me that what happened with the great woke backlash of last election is that the white, Christian, cisgendered majority, and it's not everyone, clearly, but speaking in demographics, hit their gag reflux point where it was, okay, this used to be kind of cute, but now it is affecting me directly, me and mine. And then you take something where, like, the amount that Democrats spoke about transgender rights, which let's say that was a two, and then Donald Trump spent $200 million acting like it was a 10, and I think it just worked. That people said, what is affecting me directly? What is in my best interest? These people don't. These people aren't. This is, and that's what I'm going to go with. First of all, does that make sense? Whether you agree with it or not, does my premise make sense?
Yes.
That really wokeness comes down to what directly affects you.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question that all that that's true for all of us, and it ties into the previous topic really well in the sense that if people felt like they were having their own interest looking out for or looked out for, they would be less offended by other people's interests being championed.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
And I think the entire working class in the United States feels like, what about us? Why are we always the ones that eat everything? Why are we always the ones that bear everything? And I don't even think that fits one demo. That's all demos. The working, everybody, most everybody's working class. Mm. And if working class people were being looked out for as a general rule, I don't think you'd be as upset if other groups get some extra attention too. But when it's constantly, you're always forgotten in every conversation. You're forgotten in the economic conversations. You're forgotten in the sociological questions. Well, it's going to build that, wouldn't it?
Rachel, you're going to say something?
I just don't know if I totally agree that everyone who, I mean, I don't feel that way personally. I don't look at it and go like, oh, this doesn't affect me personally, so I'm done with this group of people and I don't care about their rights anymore. I don't feel that myself.
Maybe you don't feel it. Maybe it's not affecting you personally.
Yeah, I don't think it's everybody either. I think what we're talking about is a relatively... So like, look at the... Donald Trump got 49.9% of the vote and Kamala Harris got 48.4%. There is a 1.5% change or difference between them. And what was 2018? Wasn't it almost the reverse of that? It was like 50-49, something like that.
Well, in
it's not a lot of people, but I bet it is a lot of the people that switched.
I don't think that many people switched. I think a lot of people stayed home because what the Democrats did was they got rid of their candidate 3 months before the election and put a very unpopular candidate out there who did not inspire. I mean, no matter what talking heads will have you think, I don't think people were inspired by Kamala Harris. We didn't select Kamala
Clearly
Harris.
Clearly not.
I mean, I voted for her, but I wasn't like, yes. You know, she was my choice. She was my option, right? So I think a lot of people just weren't feeling inspired. I don't think it was like, oh, I can't get behind the message. I think it was more like, I didn't select this person. This isn't who I wanted. We saw Joe Biden deteriorating by the day. Mm. The Democrat Party is in shambles right now. They can't name who is the leader of the party at this point. Tim Walz was asked on TV the other day, and he said, I can't think of anyone.
Nobody.
So, I mean, I think that's the problem. The Democrats lack a charismatic leader and presence to guide us through this time. MAGA has Trump. Trump created MAGA. They just have a whole different ballgame going on from what the Democrats have.
Bill Maher said the other night, non-ironically, that he thinks the Democrats should come back with Fetterman. That he is the Democrat Donald Trump.
I think we can find someone who is a little better than Fetterman. I think he's a pretty polarized. I mean, I don't want to vote for a guy wearing basketball shorts. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, but I don't want to do that.
Can I interest you in a Stephen A. Smith?
DGS. One more thought about Biden and Kamala and Trump and all that stuff. So I should let this go, but I am more angry today than I was at the time at how some group of people tried to pull the wool over our eyes about how bad Joe Biden was. And, I mean, none of us thought he was good before the debate debacle. No one was like, he's great. We could see it. But that debate, just the fact that he thought for a second that he could survive that. And then Dr. Jill, who I loathe, like, dude, you're in charge of this. It's not him. He's the guy. And he has Alzheimer's. Like, he's not going to make this decision. He's going to do what you tell him to do. And I believe that she wanted to stay relevant and famous and in the White House so badly that she covered up for him and probably berated and threatened everyone else that they better cover up for him as well. And how dare you? How dare you? I mean, forget about Kamala got into the race too late and there wasn't really a fair election. Just how dare you let the leader of the free world be that level of physically and mentally compromised and keep lying to us about it? Do you guys have any emotions like that, or am I over my skis?
I don't have emotions necessarily. Like, it's not anger or anything like that, but it's very clear. Well, I guess the part that makes me mad, it doesn't matter whether it's a Republican Party or a Democratic Party, is just don't. I get mad about the fact that you just so blatantly will BS us and lie to us. I mean, that was the thing probably that bothers me still the most about Bill Clinton. He just flat out lied to us. I did not have sexual relations. I won't. Yes, you did. Stop lying. Stop being like, I hate that. I hate the whole, we're fooling them. No, Joe's fine. We're going to fool you. When everybody can see that it's not fine. And I feel the same way about a lot of the Trump stuff. Well, he's playing 3D chess. No, he's not. No, he's not. He's an impulsive guy. Just own it. That's what he is. It works for him in business. He's going to try to make it work for him in the way. That's what it is. It's not 4D chess. It's not that. This is just how the guy operates. And if you like that, you like that. But stop trying to pretend it's something that it's not. All of that nonsense, all of it is bothersome to me. Like, you're always trying to fool the rest of us. Like, we can't see with our own eyes what's actually happening.
Well said. And a lot of times they make us, at minimum, second guess ourselves.
Yeah, they try. I mean,
I think they succeed a lot.
And in this case, it's very clear that party, the Democratic Party, shot themselves in the foot based on what they certainly didn't want Donald Trump to be president. Of course, you're the opposing party. How did you think that it was going to go running somebody at age 82 for president?
Yeah.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.